USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Multiple tornadoes have killed at least 23 people in Alabama. Officials say it has caused catastrophic damage. In Lee County, Alabama, near the Georgia border, about 60 miles east of Montgomery, Sheriff Jay Jones.
Damage is significant. I would put it in the category of catastrophic based on the destruction of the homes we've seen.
Search teams are working in several other hard-hit Alabama counties. Also, there have been storm injuries and widespread damage across southern Georgia, and even more damage in parts of South Carolina, including near the capital city of Columbus and outside Charleston. Republican Senator Rand Paul says he will vote in favor of blocking President Trump's U.S.-Mexico border emergency declaration. That means Democrats likely have the votes to pass it in the Senate. The Senate will vote on the measure later this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
President Trump is blaming Democrats for the breakdown in his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, tweeting they shouldn't have held meetings with his former lawyer Michael Cohen. Meanwhile, the U.S. had already given Kim a stop to large-scale U.S. military exercises with South Korea. Reporter Paula Hancock has more.
It's certainly being seen as a concession from the U.S. to North Korea. North Korea is always infuriated by these massive large-scale drills that you have every spring, and they've been going on for decades, but now they won't have those anymore.
Former Colorado Governor Don Hickenlooper has announced he's running for president. He becomes the second governor to jump into the ever-increasing Democratic 2020 contest. He put out a video to kick off his candidacy.
I've proven again and again I can bring people together to produce the progressive change Washington has failed to deliver.
Hickenlooper will officially kick off his campaign in person at a rally on Thursday evening in Denver. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Lawmakers will hear arguments for and against vaccinations. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
An Ohio teenager who went viral for getting vaccinated despite his mother's wishes will be testifying before Congress on Tuesday. Ethan Lindenberger announcing on Twitter that he'll testify before a Senate committee on the importance of vaccinations. The 18-year-old from Norwalk, Ohio, says he hadn't been vaccinated as a child for anything and that his parents, quote, think vaccines are some kind of government scheme. He's since become vaccinated for hepatitis A, B, HPV, and the flu. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Sad news from the entertainment world. Actor Luke Perry has died. The star was known for his roles in TV's Beverly Hills 90210 and Riverdale. Danner Thomason from ET Live has details.
The family statement is that he passed away this morning after suffering a massive stroke. He was surrounded by his children, Jack and Sophie, his fiancée, Wendy Madison, his ex-wife, Minnie Sharp, his mother, his stepfather, his brother, Tom Perry, his sister, Amy Coder, and other close family and friends. The family appreciates the outpouring of support and prayers that have been extended to Luke from around the world, and they also respectfully request privacy in this great time of mourning. They haven't released any other details.
Luke Perry was 52 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.